News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness declaring the entire island a disaster area as Hurricane Beryl approaches.
There are many Jamaicans praying right now. Please continue to lift up Jamaica in prayers.
This is the earliest hurricane ever to arrive in the Caribbean. Winds right now between 120 and 140 miles an hour. The heat index in parts of Louisiana and Arkansas today expected to hit 110 degrees. The debate over the debate continues in the Democratic Party. Washington State Congresswoman Marie Glusenkamp is one of the Democrats now saying publicly that President Biden needs to step aside.
Biden is going to lose to Trump. I know that's difficult, but I think the damage has been done by that debate.
She spoke with ABC News affiliate KATU in Portland, Oregon. The Biden campaign holding a call with Democratic governors this morning. Final day of campaigning in Britain as Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak tries to keep his job. This is ABC News. Military officials in Israel are now pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza in order to ward off a larger fight with the terror group Hezbollah to the north.
There is an agreement on the table brokered by the U.S. Both sides have known the basic parameters, but Hezbollah said it can only enter into this ceasefire, only sign the deal once there is a ceasefire in Gaza, because it launched this fight against Israel, they said, in solidarity with the Palestinians.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani will be in bankruptcy court later today, a day after he was disbarred in New York for lying about the 2020 presidential election. We've learned something new about ants. They can do much more than just march. They can perform surgery. Research in the journal Current Biology says when one ant has a leg injury, the other ants will clean the wound, or if they have to amputate the leg. The only other species that does that is humans. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/1/2024.
General Douglas MacArthur said, "No man is entitled to the blessings of freedom unless he be vigilant in its preservation." This 4th of July, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW would like everyone to give thanks to our brave men and women of the armed forces for their service and sacrifice to our country. This message made possible by VIP, home of the Daiquiri and Bar, located in downtown West De Pere across from Pasquale's. Come hang at the VIP, 300 Main Avenue, West De Pere.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is on the job. James Beebe started work Monday. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired last December for making online pornography with his wife. Gao is still fighting to keep his tenured professorship at UWL. The Biden administration wants to increase tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China. Arthur Stamoulis is with the Trade Justice Education Fund. He says the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have been good for American manufacturing.
There were more new factories built in the U.S. in 2023 than at any point in the last three decades. And these tariffs are going to help protect that investment.
Stamoulis says the tariff plan would safeguard good-paying American jobs from unfair competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The crew beat the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 3-2 heading into the ninth and clawed their way back to a 4-3 victory over the Rockies, their 26th comeback win of the season. Willie Adames with a clutch sacrifice fly.
We are competitors over here. We're always going to be fighting, and we're never going to give up, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that until the end. And, you know, I'm proud of the boys.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that last inning, I mean, we were fortunate too, but, you know, give our guys credit. You know, we left some guys on base. We didn't really get the big hit. That's baseball, man. That's how you play offense.
NBA, the Bucks introduced their two new players, guard A.J. Johnson, forward Tyler Smith, picked up in the draft. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, what advice does he have for a couple of 19-year-old kids who have to compete with veterans like Giannis and Damian Lillard?
To be competitive. Don't be awestruck. Look everybody in the eye. Respect all veterans. And then try to kick their butt.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning with a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 84. More rain and thunderstorms will be likely tomorrow night and again on Friday. Our high Friday, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, it will be my honor to be joined on the airwaves by President Joe Biden. We'll talk about the accomplishments of his administration and his plans for the next 4 years.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Today feels like a Friday to me. And we have a special guest. I want to introduce you because you are one of my favorites. Yes, today is the Friday here because tomorrow, of course, is the 4th of July. And then a lot of us, Civic Media being one of them, gave us Friday off. So, like, we get this four-day stretch, and I got a bunch of stuff planned. So it's going to be fun. We'll talk about some of the festivities going on. But as you know, Johnny's on vacation this week, and I'm sure he's missing us, although he hasn't sent any texts. Todd, you get anything from John?
Not a word.
Yeah, nope. He's not missing us like I thought. No, I got the, this is how we can accept John's radio silence. He's like in the backwoods, isn't he? Doesn't he go to his brother's or something?
And yeah, he's way up
right,
north.
They don't even have like plumbing or something. So we're good. He said he was going to go chop wood or whatever. So I'm sure he's thinking of us all the time, but he hasn't contacted us, but we wish him well. But we've had some great guests and you know how much I love entertainment. So we had Frank Hermans from Let Me Be Frank Production. And then we had Kevin Van Ness from The Talk of the Town. And today you're not going to know him until I tell you his stage name, but Mike Jagir is with us. It's like, what? You got all these great lineups and then you got Mike Jagir. Mike Jagir's stage name is Gizmo. And everybody knows Gizmo.
Hey, so
welcome.
Hey,
thank you guys. Thank you. Wow. You're too kind.
Yeah, right. you are a you're a local theater guy, magician. I
consider myself an entertainer.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
I love to entertain. I've always been a storyteller, you know, my whole life. I've told jokes and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I was always the kid that would show up at the parties and be like, oh, there he is. Tell us that joke about the thing, you know, because that guy screwed
That's
it
awesome.
Up. You know?
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So, yeah.
Maybe not the best athlete, but the best joke teller.
Right, right, yeah.
got to find a way to get around.
I can't run worth a crap.
Anyway, welcome. It's going to be fun having you here today.
Yeah,
we've got
you.
A lot of things on the agenda to talk about. And, of course, you know, tomorrow being, you know, the more I think about it and just talk to friends and even a couple of my students, I really like the 4th of July. Like yeah. There's a couple reasons I like it. Obviously it's summer and you can barbecue and do all these other things. And I got my kids coming home today. But it's worth celebrating.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's just a good way to remind us of, you know, the good life that we really have
right.
here. You
right.
know, I mean, we do have a good life in this country. We all could live like kings, kind of. I hate to use that term, but
well,
but you know, we have king size candy bars, you know.
But it is.
Take that, Russia.
Yeah. Right. England, you. Oh, and we just think if we would be with still under the realm of England, we'd have bad teeth.
Yeah.
We'd eat a lot of bread.
Yeah. Of course, what was it, Prince? George the George, third or something. Yeah,
the third.
Yeah, yeah,
George the
yeah.
third.
But we'd have a ton more vacations because they have a lot of holiday time.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Did you so? Did
yeah,
you see
six
the,
weeks, man?
Yeah,
over there.
This French even get a little bit longer. But Greece, you know, Greece has gone through a difficult time, and they lost a lot of population. They had a big emigration. People moved out, young professionals, and now their economy is getting good again. So they're like, we're going to go to 6-day work weeks.
Oh.
And the leaders of the workforce are saying, wait a minute, everybody else is going from 5 to 4, and we have to go. Anyway, but I think we kind of got it right here. We're pretty good about your work schedules, and because of the unemployment the way it is, I think we're pretty flexible, or most companies are. But anyway, what is going on in the world of Mike Jagir Gizmo? You got some theater going on? You were out late last night?
I was. I was actually at a rehearsal for Pippin. We're in Tech Week. For those of you who don't know, at Tech Week, it means that we're running lights and sound and getting everything, the final touches into the show. And that's it's technical details, if you will. And it always sort of, there's a lot of holds and okay, freeze and that kind of stuff. But so to run the show from beginning to end, the show is about, I'm going to say 2.5 hours or so with an intermission. But when you do Tech Night, it's like 3.5 hours. Well, you know? So it takes a little while to get through it.
It Pippin, I happen to like that name because of the Zippin' Pippin, but
yeah,
that has nothing to do with that.
No.
This is medieval Pippin, or what is it?
Yeah, it was it's a medieval time story of, you know, a king and a he's got two sons, and one of them wants to be the king, and then he ends up, well, killing his dad to become king. You know, that's what
that's
you got to do
back then.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that's the only way you could,
like, I need to
ascend.
Take over.
Right.
Dad's dead.
No, do that.
I'm the king now.
All right.
But he's a little, he takes things a little bit too relaxed of an approach to everything, and it doesn't quite work out as well as he'd hoped. But he ends up finding love, and it's a great sort of...
Is it comedy at all?
It's a comedy, yeah.
There's kind of a funny guy.
Yeah.
I've seen you on stage a number of times, but...
I get to be... I'm in it, and my part is very small, but it's, you know, there's no small parts in theater, but it's a silly thing. But at the same time, it's I get to ignite the fire, if you will, that happens.
You showed me that. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, that'd be fun. We'll talk more about that as we go on here, because we want to support the theater, and we want to support all theater, music, and events. Today, though, special day. This, of course, let's just do the weather first. This is going to be a beautiful day. 85 degrees today.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, it's better than yesterday.
That's not what it is now. It's 65, but I'm just saying it's going to get up to 83, 85. We put our money on Cameron Moreland with the 3-degree.
Yeah.
He's pretty accurate. I think he bats like he's going to be in the high 80s, low 90s percent of picking the weather.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, I think he's the one who said 83. So we'll take the. And he gets. It's quite a window, though. I mean,
83 or 93?
Oh, did I say it's 80? 83.
Oh, okay, I'm just double checking.
Yeah. No, 93. We'd he that got wrong, but 83. But if you look at 3 degrees either way, that's not too. I mean, that's a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, he does give us a guarantee.
I don't think it is.
You know?
No, I don't. Think
I mean,
6 degrees is a lot. No.
Well, comparatively, if it's a lot hotter if it's 90 than if it's 80. You know what I mean?
Right.
Only 10 degrees.
Yeah. All right. True. All right. Well, anyway, so that's what we have going on today. And right now, though, it's 65 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, and 66 in Oshkosh. So, yeah. And
Oshkosh. You got to say it like John.
Oh, like John. He likes
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh. He likes that.
I love the way he says
that. Free with any style, any size range. Free for each foot of upper and lower kitchen cabinets. A foot of our regular countertop free at Plywood Oshkosh.
All right, our tribute to John Minow. Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Johnny's tribute.
All right. And then, of course, every day is something special. This is weird. American Redneck Day.
What is that?
What is that?
You go beat somebody. Don't know what a redneck is?
I do, but that's like, I said, what are we going to do today? Go beat somebody up? Weren't those guys kind of
redneck.
Like...
There's still rednecks.
Right? That's like Mississippi.
Hmm.
Right?
Well, maybe northern Wisconsin in some places, right? I mean, they're all over. They're all over, Jim.
All right, all right,
it's
all
like
right.
That
redneck and blue ribbon beer. Remember that song? White Sox, red.
I call white American cheese redneck cheese because it's white American.
Cheese. Okay.
Send all complaints to Gizmo.
Yeah,
right.
That's
that'll
right.
Be
right.
Gizmo at.
Yeah, Gizmo, how was your one and only day on Mine Own the Mayor?
I've just offended half the country. No.
15 minutes you were
on. Yes. Yeah, well, we'll be right back with Frank Hermans or Kevin Menes. Let's see what else we got going on. Air Condition Appreciation Day.
What?
Whatever.
Is that a thing?
Do you have air?
I do.
I don't.
I actually bought my wife one of these little fans that you can hang around your neck and it'll keep you cool. No, because she gets hot a lot, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And it works. I've tried it. It works pretty good, actually, if you're just sitting around and it's hot. You don't have AC.
But, okay. Well, appreciation. Yeah. I think, well, I don't know. Again, let's go back to the revolution and how fortunate we are. But, I mean, we really got a good year. I mean, we're 6% and we consume 20% or something. I mean, we got it really good here. That air conditioning, did I read someplace where we spend more or as much on air conditioning as we do on heat?
I would not be surprised.
Of course, you got the South.
Yeah.
So let's appreciate air conditioning. It's a great thing today.
It is.
Eat your beans day.
What?
I don't know. Does that mean green beans or that mean like lentil or what kind of
all
beans?
All of it. It's just a day to celebrate the bean.
All right. Yeah. We're all in the bean. Okay. Well, that's fun. Although I will say I make great, great baked beans. But again.
Put some bacon in there.
Oh, God. Yeah. Bacon. And brown sugar. Round and brown sugar.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll put some in a lot of onions, peppers.
It's sort of its own meal.
It is. It is.
If you do that over the 4th, like this weekend or something, you bring some in. I love those.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. I tell you, but it takes a couple days because I really slow cook them. I mean,
really?
And the house really it smells just a very different.
It's a sweet sound.
It's sweet. Okay. Yeah. It's more sweet. No, you can wake up and you're upstairs. It's like, wow, beans are nice. Cooking. I cook them all night. But the thing is, Todd's nice to me and says I'm a good cook. And really, what I do is I use really good ingredients. Yeah. And that makes me a good cook. That is the key.
It is. Fresh ingredients.
So I'll do that, Todd. Okay. I will make some. I will do that. That'll be fun. As a matter of fact, the more I think about it, the more I'd like to go home and do that right now. But anyway, hey, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise turned 62 today. Can you believe that?
Can I believe 62? His big movie was first one.
Oh, tons of big movies.
Yeah, but no, what he really broke up
was that where he did the song where he came sliding out with his shirt.
Right. And
just take those risky
which business, was a
great, right? Great risky movie. Business.
Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun was great. He's got a lot of great movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not that tall, which I take
no,
some,
he's a shorter
I
t- guy.
I take some
but that's good for
that.
Hollywood. That's good for Hollywood. They like
but
that.
But he likes to do his own stunts, which I think is like
Isn't
really
that crazy.
Cool. Yeah. I mean
him and Jackie Chan. They're like stunt guys.
Yeah. who's Patrick Wilson?
He's just an actor. Yep. Actor.
Oh, okay.
My wife would know. She knows every actor.
Yeah.
She knows
so
how many kids they have, who they're married to.
Really? Oh, she's
crazy, man.
She watches that.
Then the Hollywood, whatever.
Entertainment Tonight.
Entertainment Tonight. All right. So anyway, as we head into the 4th of July, there's so much going on here in Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, and now that the weather's good, just go to the website and look it up. But something that is going on in the Green Bay area is the fireworks. And down in Green Bay, the food trucks, music, it all kicks off at 3 o'clock. And we have some reserved seats that we are going to give out with some trivia on the 4th of July. So when we come back, we will talk about the 4th of July a little bit more, and we'll have some trivia for some free VIP seating for the fireworks in Green Bay. So
free.
We'll be right back. Gizmo's in the house.
Yeah.
And it's like our Friday. We're going to have fun today, and we got the big
Friday.
Weekend coming up. All right, we'll be right back. Gizmo and the Mayor. We've been traveling far. Without a home. Not without a star. Free, only one would be free. We huddle close and hang on to a dream.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
At Carter's Collision in Kewaunee, we don't just see the uniforms, we see the people that stand behind them and the burden they carry. The missed holidays and birthdays, all the cherished moments with their loved ones. When duty calls, they risk their lives for others and sometimes lose their own. Freedom rings because of their great sacrifice. At Carter's Collision in Kewaunee, we love our freedom, so we support our troops. After all, this nation will only remain the land of the free as long as it's the home of the brave. That's Carter's Collision in Kewaunee.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America.
All right, welcome back. Our 4th of July Eve. Well, it's not Eve night, but the predecessor to 4th. This is a great day to get ready. I mean, I will cook a lot.
Yeah.
Do you grill? Kids come home, you...
I've been known to grill. I need a new grill. I do. My grill has been grilled, and I grilled it out.
Oh, I got a... You know, I don't know. We've been married 20, 30 years. I think two or three grills, all Weber's.
Yeah.
And I use the gas grill. My brother's like, oh, that's cheating. It's like, no, it's not. I mean, I like to go out and hit the button. And
yeah. I used to do charcoal, and I still like that. But yeah. But I've switched the gas years ago, and I've gone through probably three or four gas grills over the years. You know?
Weber's a good brand. But all right. So, hey, it's 4th of July, so we're going to have a little trivia. We're going to start out really easy, Todd, okay? Two tickets, reserve seats.
All right. Okay.
What, besides the 4th, what is the magic number for the 4th of July, the most popular number? The what number do you think of when you think of the 4th of July? Is that fair?
That sounds pretty fair, I guess. I think I know where you're headed with that.
All right.
I'm not sure where you're headed with that. I've got a couple of ideas.
Okay, so
we'll give a hint if we need to, right?
No.
All
right. So, no hints. Right, this thing was actually ratified on the 2nd and then signed on the 4th, so it's a little confusing. Ben Franklin, you know, he wrote a letter to his wife, Abigail, and said, this day, and this is what, 238 years ago, this day is going to be iconic. People are going to have festivals and parades. I mean, think about that. And it's a handwritten letter to his wife saying, look, this is a day that we're going to celebrate for years to come. It's going to be one of the best festivities in the country. And it just, and it's like he wrote it 10 years ago. There's going to be parades. And I was just like, wow. I mean, you read that and it's like, this, of course, that guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was the wise guy in the room, right? He was 70.
It amazes me how much wisdom there was back, even, you know, back in the Greek days and stuff. There's a lot of great philosophers and things like that. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the thinkers.
Well, he made a gazillion dollars. He was a writer, poet. So actually, he started his own little. I think he in Philly, he was the first president of University of Philadelphia. Anyway, Ben Franklin was it's nice to have some gray hair in the room. Oh, he didn't have a lot of hair, but it's nice to have. He was the wise guy because there was a lot of 30-year-olds that were working on this.
The youngest guy to sign the.
He's
26, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
I hope I didn't give that away.
A magic number for the 4th of July. So let's just see. Anybody have an idea on that, Todd? No? Okay.
Well, let's do this. Let's let them know that they've got a text in the answer right now. Download the Civic Media app right now, wherever you get your apps. Choose WGBW or WISS. And then lower right-hand corner, there's a talk button. You click that. You send in your answer. We get it right here in the studio. One more time. The question is kind of vague to me.
Is it? Jim. All right. Okay. The 4th of July is the 4th of July, but along with the number 4, there's another number that has a great representative of the 4th of July.
Very significant.
A significant number.
Yeah.
Todd, does that help? Too vague.
Does that ring a...
I can give him a multiple guess.
Do you want to give a hint?
I mean, I think you should give multiples, to be honest, on this one. It's early, you know? Okay. People's brains are just moving.
All right. So the number is, the number, your choices, so we got the 4th. Your choices are 2, 13, or 56. Those are the three choices, and they're all kind of right, but one's more right than others.
Yeah.
So the choices are 2, 13,
and 56.
And 56, and it has something to do with the 4th of July.
It has a lot to do with the 4th of July.
Yeah. I think I know the 13. Oh. I told you it was not my day this morning. Okay.
Oh, good. Todd's going to see the fireworks in reserved seats.
Now I get it. I'm sorry.
All right. So since Todd, all right, well, whoever.
Mic on.
Yes. Okay. So Todd, as he told you, 13 is significant. A couple things. One, it was 13 colonies that got together. And
ding, ding, ding.
We got a winner? Okay. And what was cool, you know what I think is cool about that when you know, it's nice we went from colonies that day to states. Because colonies is a little wimpy. Like,
yeah.
I'm from the colony of Virginia. It's like, yeah, get in line.
Sort of like a...
But state's a tougher word.
State is a solid... We're here, we're not going anywhere,
right,
kind of thing.
We're a state. Because it went from, you know, colonies... Anyway, the 13 colonies. That is why, of course, there were 13 stars on the...
Yeah.
And that's also why we have 13 stripes on our American flag, so...
And every year, the Liberty Bell rings 13 times.
13 times when... And we have, you know, that Liberty Bell that they have in Green Bay is the exact same as the one in Philadelphia. Same weight, same crack. It's exactly identical to it. If you switch those two, well, I suppose one has a little bit more wear and tear. But yeah, so when you go to the Liberty Bell ceremonies in wherever you're going to the ceremonies, if they do ring a bell, they'll ring it 13 times. And we think of these 13 colonies, of course, 13 states. And we also, you know, look at the flag and see 13 stripes. And there so 13 is, you know, that used to like, that's weird that that's like an unlucky number. Yeah, that is like one of our luckiest numbers in the country.
Well, some people consider it lucky. I don't, depends on your state of mind, I guess. But
another kudos. Then 2 is significant because really this all happened on July 2nd. That's when it was approved.
And yeah.
Some people think, yeah, we should. But the 4th is when I think this, what was signed or notified?
Yeah, I believe they completed the last signature on the 4th or something like that.
No, signatures came later. But
maybe you're right.
Yeah.
What's a 56 then?
Well, that's how many people signed it.
Okay.
So, out of 13
really, all of those could have been the answer.
I know.
What you're saying.
I said,
we
but
have
I
accepted.
Didn't I? We would have accepted. I had somebody blurted out 13, though, so I thought I'd go with it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's like the Wheel of Fortune audience. They're always like, shh.
You know, I'm not on my A game this morning. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so. No, it is. That's a super significant date. And yeah, just you think about that. I mean, the population was 2.5 million people. And yeah, I had a guest on this Lean Local show that I have on Sundays. And he was talking about how half the people were against doing this because, you know, you knew you were going to get your butt handed to you.
Yeah.
And they said, you signed this thing, you signed your death certificate. And they're like, yeah, we don't care. It was, and we were kind of arguing, and he's like, well, it wasn't unanimous. Well, okay, is anything publicly unanimous?
Never.
But the decision was unanimous.
Right.
Okay, so that's why I had this argument with John Mocco over, I said this was unanimous. He goes, no, it wasn't. No, half the people didn't like it. I'm like, well, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
We have that here, but the council, Senate, they can vote unanimous on things. So anyway, yeah, 13, that is our lucky day. So 2 tickets. We're going to have another question we just
is better
shut...
thought out.
No, we're going to shut your mic off. That's what we're going to do. It's not
no mic for Todd.
Better thought out. Well, see, here's the problem. If I have to think about it, I'm going to think about it out loud.
Okay. Yeah, that's,
I do that.
Yeah, that's.
Okay. And Mark Hewson texted and he said, can I ask why Jim didn't use the number 1776? Because I thought that number too.
Too easy. Wow. Mark, come on. No, at least he had to give a little bit of thought to the 2-13-56. So, anyway, we got work to do, but it's only 6:28, so we'll have some better questions and they'll be better thought out, and we'll shut off Todd's mic. So we're in good shape. This is gonna be a fun thing. Now we have the tickets for the. I'm just listening to this music. It's revolutionary music.
It's James Brown, Living in America.
Nice. Aha!
Very nice.
Todd picks the best music, and he knows. How many colonies there were,
stop
how many stripes
it,
are on the flag. Todd, he has his aim game today.
Stop.
We're going to be
Jim.
Right back. Gizmo and the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mother Nature has not been showing favor for Wisconsin farmers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I may be stating the obvious, but I'll tell you what. On Saturday evening, June 22nd, McFarland Pheasant Farm in Janesville, Wisconsin, the largest pheasant and partridge operation in North America, was hit square on with an F2 tornado. Bill McFarland, owner and operator of McFarland Pheasants, explained some of the damage caused.
We have about 200 acres of pens on our farm, and 16 of the acres, the pens were basically gone. I mean, when we looked Sunday, they were just completely ripped to nothing. So we had a lot ahead of us to take control, not only to see how many birds were killed or dead, but all the escapes we had. We had a lot of pheasants and partridges saying, "Yeehaw, I can get out of here," and they did. They were all over the place, and they still are today. There's still a bunch of them out.
Bill McFarland, McFarland Pheasants, aside from those net acres that they lost in the tornado, four of their major producing barns, 15,000 square foot each, housing 40,000 birds per barn, also collapsed. McFarland says they continue to try to gather the escape birds as best they can, but now those birds have to be quarantined in a separate facility because of their exposure to wild birds and potential avian influenza. Despite all the setbacks, McFarland says they will rebuild, and all of their customers that are looking for birds later this fall will be served.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And for the first time in more than a decade, Wisconsin is playing host to the National Brown Swiss Convention. It starts today and runs through Saturday evening at the KI Convention Center in Green Bay. They'll conclude Saturday evening with their national convention sale. Welcome. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning with a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 84. More rain and thunderstorms will be likely tomorrow night and again on Friday. Our high Friday, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Ziplining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to this pre-4th of July show. And we are so excited. I jumped out of bed this morning. I was like, this is Friday. Yeah. You know what I was going to do? I was going to take the garbage out because our garbage is picked up on Friday. And it's like, wait a minute, today's Wednesday.
Yeah, I kind of thought about that last night, too.
Right?
It's kind of interesting.
I know, it's a weird day now. So we're celebrating. Tomorrow's the big day. We're off tomorrow. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have a show tomorrow because we have the best producer ever, and he put together a show. So, Todd, what are we going to do for our listeners tomorrow?
Well, very, very cool. An organization that Mino and the Mayor has, excuse me, kind of gotten involved with in the last year that you guys have been on the air is a program called Operation Song. It is a veterans service organization. And what they do is they team up singer-songwriters from Nashville and other parts of the country with veterans. And they basically do this like interview process where they talk to the veterans, get stories out of them. And then they write, record, and produce these songs around these stories. And we debuted one here several months ago on the show. And then a couple of weeks ago, one of the singer-songwriters, AJ Cross, actually was in the studio with a couple of people from Operation Song and performed his song live. Wow. And on that day, John Foti, who is with Operation Song, he's the CEO, said, what can we do to maybe reach out to some of the musicians and songwriters in Wisconsin to help with this process, especially for local veterans. And I said, well, why don't we do a 3-hour special on the 4th of July with Mino and the Mayor? So we got 21 songs that they helped curate for us and got John Foti, the CEO, and Mike Beyer, who is, he basically works as a liaison with the veterans themselves and has had a song written about his experience as a veteran as well, had a chance to talk to them. So we put together a great interview about Operation Song, about the veterans themselves, about the process. And we're going to feature 21 songs that were written, performed, and recorded for these veterans. And that'll be tomorrow morning from 6 until 9. On Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, a very special 4th of July celebration.
Wow.
Very cool.
That is very cool. And
Jim, you know these songs, man. I mean, I had to listen to all these songs as I was doing the show, and there's that one line or that 3 or 4 words that are in those songs that just, you lose it.
They hit home. Yep.
They hit home because even though people like myself have never experienced that, it still hits home for family members who were veterans and all that kind of stuff.
It's amazing. So these writers sit down with these veterans or these people, and they just capture it in those meetings are only a few hours. It's not like days and days, right?
No, exactly. And a lot of the songs aren't about necessarily the actual physical battles and stuff like that. It's about living your life as a soldier, being away from your wife,
the emotion,
it's about
around it,
losing your son in Afghanistan. It's crazy.
That just shows you how talented those writers are. I mean, you guys, Gizmo, you're one of them. I mean, you just, people will talk about something and then you capture the bigger picture.
It's interesting. The more you write, you know, the more it seems to come naturally. And you know, if you, the biggest thing with writing is if you can capture like a big thing in only a few words, then you've really got something.
Well,
you know,
these guys do, but
I think it was Ralph Waldo Emerson who wrote, somebody said, write something impactful in one sentence. And he said, okay, baby shoes for sale, used only once.
That's
something
sad.
Like that. Where it sort of gives you a lot, but it doesn't. And it's wow, I wonder why, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow. Yeah. And I think these writers and this military, and Todd makes a really good point. It's not like I heard the bullets and, you know, I mean, it's more like, you know, living that life and the impact it had on family, friends, your community. And Yeah, that's going to be a great show. So we're going to, you got, how many did you say? You got 20?
21 songs. Oh, and they've got, you know, hundreds of songs on their website. If you want to hear some of that music anytime, you can go to operationsong.org. And I just want to tell you, and we'll talk about this, that there's no cost to the veteran. Like, they're not going to make a veteran pay for this service. But it does cost the organization is about $1,500 per song. So if you listen tomorrow and you feel inclined to give $5 or something like that on the website, cool, operationsong.org, I'm just blown away at the work that they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we need to support that, too, because I'm, of course, a big music fan, the arts, but, I mean, you can really get a message out.
Yeah, that's really good stuff, you know. It has a good impact, and everybody, you know, like Todd said, you know, you start to listen to it, even if you're not, you know, a soldier, or if you can definitely relate.
Oh yeah,
you
know, and totally.
That's the great thing about a good writer is they can make everyone sort of feel what's happening. Yeah.
I also have to tell you, Jim, that I don't know how it happens, but I've got one of the most supportive family in the world, and my sister Vicky is now a huge fan of Mino and the Mayor.
Right. Okay,
oh boy.
I don't know what she sees in you guys, but she is, but she always says you guys bring the chaos, and every day she'll say, well, John was the chaos today. Or she'll say, like on our anniversary show, Jim was the chaos, right? Yes. Okay. Yeah. This morning she texted me and she goes, Todd, this morning you're the chaos. Yeah.
So, all right, yes.
First time for everything.
Yeah, your sister's spot on. That's so true, but yes.
Somebody has to carry the chaos torch.
Right.
I thought it would be you, Gizmo, not me.
Yeah. All right, so here's our next trivia question. Did I say this? Did I ask yesterday how many grievances were filed?
Yes, you did that one already.
Okay, we can't do that. All right. Not going to do that one, but I think it's important that, Mino and I were talking, I don't know, last week, I guess, because he knows I get pretty wrapped up in the Independence Day and the Declaration of Independence. And he's like, why are we celebrating that? We didn't win the war, which is true. I mean, we fought for another good couple hundred, actually, skirmishes, they say 200 and some, but yeah, you know, we had some 25, 26 wars that we fought, and it was a few years later, you know, that the British kind of said, okay, we're done, you guys tricked us in York, that's where we got them good. Yeah. You know, they could have kicked our ass. I mean, they could have kicked our butt. They were big enough, their navy, but we were strategic and committed, you know.
Yeah.
And people that are will fight to the death, that's a tough crowd.
Yeah, you know, the human spirit is an interesting thing, you know. It depends what drives you, you know.
Oh.
And, you know, motivation and desire and drive.
And you look at some of these speeches that were made. You know, giving a speech is not easy, but to give a really, really good speech is hard. Like, you know, like you think of the greatest speeches in that have happened, and obviously everybody remembers the MLK speech, but, you know, to really motivate people, and there was a lot of that going on in
yeah,
this time. I mean, some unbelievable people standing up. And, of course, somebody said yesterday they ran up quite a bar bill. And that can happen, too, but that's okay.
I think today's terms was at $16,000 or something like that.
Wow. Those guys went out and ran up a $16,000 bar tab. You realize that's annual revenue for Lenny's.
Right.
I mean, I don't know where they went, but right. It was actually stumbling distance from where they were. But anyway, all right, so we're not doing the grievance. Although, since we're on grievances, because when I just want to say, when they severed their relationship, they listed 27 things, but, and this was all really, put towards the king. I mean, they didn't like the whole king, concept, this power from God. And they're like
telling us how to think,
how to live. That whole trickle down there, they weren't into that. They're like, hey, look, of the people, for the people, that kind of stuff. So anyway, but just some of the stuff that they kind of, I'm glad they didn't get too personal, but when you look at these grievances, you know, how the king refused to pass the laws that they were looking for. He refused for a long time to cause others to be elected. You know, he obstructed the administration of justice. He's erected multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people.
Hither swarms.
I know. I like that.
That's a great word.
I know. Those guys.
the hither swarms.
Yes. Of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Wow.
Right?
They were very smart, but they wore wigs and tights.
Yeah, so. That's a little weird. But then again,
it was a look. It was a look.
Well, yes, it was.
But then again, they ran up a $16,000 liquor bill too. So, and he he has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of the legislature. It just goes on and on for cutting off our trade in all parts of the world, for imposing taxes without our consent. That in and of itself is grounds for a revolution.
You know what's crazy? But
we could almost do a revolution today then. Right? It's all about those
you
things.
Know what? But not close from one. You know, that is so true because people complain a lot. And this probably isn't the day to talk about this, but what these guys did is they connected the dots. And they're like, wait a minute. You got this. He's plummeted our seas, ravaged our coast. He's putting armies where we don't want them. And they're like, wait a minute. This is crazy. We're at 27. We're going to be at 35 tomorrow. Let's sever this thing. We're done.
You know, interestingly enough, I did mention I'm going to be in the show Pippin.
Yes.
And Pippin, if I encourage everyone to go see it. It's kind of it's silly, it's fun, and it's a kind of a circusy atmosphere. But it's a really good story, and it's about a king. And it's about a king that really is a tyrant. And it's funny because the guy playing the king, Jeremy, he's really good. He says it a lot. Denied. You know, somebody comes up, sir, I would like to, denied, you know, before they even get their question out, denied.
Right.
So it's really funny, but it's true. And that's what they did.
Some retail stores that picked up that, actually, I don't want to pick any retail stores today, but denied, you know, you want something denied. It's like, wait a minute, I would like to get this kind of fabric denied, you know.
So. We got a text from Sarah. She says, these grievances gives a Festivus in July kind of feel.
Ooh, I like that.
It does. We just got to go get a poll now.
Right. Yep. It's for everybody. So, but anyway, to look at the grievances, to connect the dots and just say, and it wasn't like, here's a grievance. We have to look at this. They were so fed up. They were done. And to say we're done. And then they said, look, if you sign this, you're probably going to die. And I'm like, I don't care. I would rather do that than have these live under these crazy.
The thing that amazes me the most. Nuts. The thing that amazes me the most is the communication. When I was in a mass media class in high school, my teacher talked about things change when communication changes, and wow, things have changed a lot because of the way we communicate now.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine back then saying, "I've got to tell these people. You got to send a guy on a horse,
right?
You know, and then you've got to wait a few days for that word to spread." But things did spread quickly back then without any Facebook, social media, any sort of...
Right.
Things still spread really quickly.
Well, Hamilton, though, he ran the post office, so that helped a little bit. But they had a publishing company, but you're right. They had to get the word out. And I think that's why a lot of people are like, nah, I don't think I like this. Because they didn't know what the guys in the room knew. But, you know, that whole thing from Hamilton, you know, where you're in the room. But... they got the word out, and you know, once a few battles start going on, I think people take interest.
It's funny though, you know. I mean, you think about that. How do you get that kind of a word out to everybody? You know?
But it worked, and we're there. So all right, we're gonna give some tickets away here. So this is again, these are free tickets to the reserved seating, the VIP seating for the fireworks.
VIP, very important person.
Yep, it's that's
great
what it
seats.
Is.
Great seats.
They are great seats right along the water. And Light Park, of course, is where they have some events here in Green Bay, or there in Green Bay. And all right, so hey, here we are. The Unalienable Rights. Name three of the four. Two of the four. Two of the four.
Just two.
Two of the what, Jim?
Two of the four Alienable rights.
Unalienable rights. Right. Yeah.
What? Okay. So this is the question: is what are the four unalienable rights?
Get two of them.
Word. Get two of them.
And we'll set you up with a pair of VIP passes. Make sure and download the Civic Media app for your chance to win.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna do that. That will be good. And we already know there's 56 signers. They hailed from 13 colonies that were changed to states. All right. And this guy, nobody captures this better than Ray Charles, right?
Oh man. Ray's great.
He was
what an
awesome.
Amazing human being.
Saw him.
Just amazing.
We're going to be right back. with the answers to our trivia question. And we also have Mark Hewson joining us. We have a great lineup today. I didn't even say that. Todd, sorry about that.
Come on.
Ben and Deanna Melchor are going to be here from Bay Area Realty. And you know, a very cool guest, Elizabeth Jolly Hassett from Heritage Hill.
Yeah.
They got it going on at Heritage Hill on the 4th of July. I participated in that. And, of course, Terry Barr, one of our favorites, the Slice of Wisconsin. Stick around. Gizmo and the Mayor. We'll be right back.
America.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You got to make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52-inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
He made me crown, not good. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shine.
Ray Charles, what a great American, what a great song, what a great, right?
Yeah, that's gonna get you going. We were talking at the break about communication and how important that is to get the message out, and pretty challenging back then, given, you know, no phones, no TVs, no, the communication was pretty much by the U.S. Post Office and horse and letters. And you had to get these couple million people are like, this is crazy. And to get them on your side. Now, the 56 guys who signed this, right, from the 13 colonies, they were like, look, they knew a lot, but people didn't know a lot. So they, like you said, was it?
They had to carry the weight of many people, and they had to, you know, they had to sort of say, look, we know you're scared and we know you don't want to do this, but look, we're doing the right thing. Just trust us, you know?
And that's a scary, that's that.
Yeah. It's a scary endeavor, especially when you don't know. I mean, all these people, imagine coming across the ocean and then getting here and then, you know, I just can't imagine a life back then. It had to be so crazy. And then, you know, to hear you're in a small town and somebody rides up on a horse and says, hey, guess what? We're going to get rid of King George, you know? What?
Right.
You know, you don't, I don't, you know,
the
I can't
guy that's
imagine.
Governed us and yeah, we're getting rid of him, but you know, they were all into, this whole pursuit of happiness.
That's one of the answers, isn't it?
Yes. I just want to say that you were talking about how fear is hard to overcome, but I think what these guys did, and I wasn't there, haven't studied this like I wish I would have, but they changed that fear into faith and said, look, get behind us. Cause there's, you got two options, right? Fear or faith.
Right.
Either you're gonna,
right.
You know, I'm going to be afraid of it or I'm going to believe in it.
Take the leap. Yeah.
Yeah. And they did. And it took a while, right?
Yeah.
It took a long while. Hey, Mark.
So we did get a winner, I believe. And I don't have a name quite yet. They're texting that in to me. But Life, Liberty, Pursuit of Happiness is what they sent.
Right. That is right. That is
there
right.
We
we'll give it to them. We will give it to them. I just want to say that you can drill down a little bit more in freedom of speech, freedom of education. But but you're right. In the Declaration of Independence, it was those three things. And how can you not get behind that?
Right. I mean, especially, you know, you have to take yourself back to that time period, obviously. But there was a lot going on. And I think it's weird. I don't want to say history repeats itself because it does. But we do have a habit of, you know, sort of repeating things, and I think it's somebody way smarter than me once said, it's because we don't live long enough. If we could live to about 300 or 400 years old, we would stop doing that because we would start to see the error of our ways and start to see why we're, you know, that kind of thing. But
untrue. I could debate that because those guys back then lived to be 45 years old. And
yeah,
you know what I mean? Average. And it, no, that's not it. It's not longevity. Well, it's education.
I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, you need enough time to be able to reflect, to be able to see things that have happened, right, and then to sort of, no, but our memory is the biggest thing. Our memory is so short as a human species. We remember things for like 3 days, you know, so
what's that? What'd you just say?
Yeah. Right. What was I just talking about? Right.
Anyway, but again, okay. So they just go over this whole, you know, this long train of abuses and usurping the people. So anyway, we're going to get a couple more questions. And it's going to be fun to get the Heritage Hill in here.
They're great.
You know what people should do, and not that life is boring, but if you want, read the Declaration of Independence. It doesn't take that long. I've read it.
I've got a copy of it at my office.
Right. Well, there's a copy online. You read that, and I think people would be like, I get it now. That's why we did what we did. So.
Except for the part about, well, I don't want to say the word, but there is a mention of the word savages on there. And it's still on there. You can't take it out. Make it go away.
They edited this thing for, so Jefferson went and wrote it. We were talking yesterday, the typical government, even back then, they put together a committee of five. Okay, you guys do this. And of course, Jefferson goes and does it by himself, did all the work. And they came back and, you know, they chewed on it for a couple of days. And they did take out some of the things. Some of the stuff they took out.
Some of it. But some of it they left in.
But he punched pretty hard.
Yeah.
Jefferson did.
And it was a different time back then, obviously. Yeah. So, you know, but they were still so wise, you know, such wisdom back then compared to even some people today who walk around, which seems like in a fog or sort of.
I wish we could bring them here.
Oh, my God.
So they could take a look around and they then would shake their heads and walk away.
would say, where am I? Is this Earth?
Yeah. I mean, really, these guys, would. I don't think they would say, what have you done? Because
I don't know. I'm kind of questioning that a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like I said, we're living longer. I mean,
but are we living better?
Right?
Are
we living better?
I think they'd be happy that things are still okay and going. We haven't, you know, self-destructed or blew each other up.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they'd be okay with that. But I think the direction that human beings have headed over the course of human history is,
but they got to be like, this is unbelievable. You guys, what do you have? 800 people have gone to space because of you, the Americans. You guys have, I was reading something that the mortality rate for infants, for babies, was like 45% back then.
Yeah.
And now it's less than one. I mean, medical advancements and the economy's great. Got a little debt. But the economy is great. I mean, I think they would come back and say they'd give us like a
rating,
a B minus.
Yeah, yes, I'd go with that. Sure, I'd go with that. I don't think we're a C and we're not an A.
No,
I think we're a B for sure.
A B.
Yeah,
a solid B.
Well,
Todd's like no.
Todd's in the C
minus.
Yeah, I have to say
it depends, you know, on your perspective. I think, and you know, so many. I think there's a certain thing to be said about a positive attitude and a sort of a positive outlook and all that. You know, you do sort of ignore some things when you're so positive, because I know I am, you know. But
I was on my that Lean Local show. I had someone on here and we were talking about, we've lost a little bit of that positive attitude, that faith, that belief that we are great and that we can do anything and we're all in this thing together. And he said it's going to take another, you know, cataclysmic event like a 9/11 or
possibly
a war. And I'm like, oh man, isn't it just, we got to just get together and just educate each other.
Sometimes it does take some sort of cataclysmic event or something to sort of propel people forward, but because people don't like to move forward too quickly, they just never do.
Yeah.
So something happens or something, you know, they say when there's a national or some sort of a disaster or something, people get drawn together. And
it's amazing. You look at floods, hurricanes.
Right, and
man,
people don't look at each other the way they do, you know, when they're online.
Which is kind of cool. And maybe that's a good point, but I don't know. I just think we got so much going on, but.
Oh, here's a great song.
This is we have so much great music about this country.
Independence Day music. Oh, this is great.
This is what we're playing at the Schmidt House. This is good
stuff.
I love
50s music, man.
Everybody at the Schmidt House this afternoon.
This is what we're having. I'm grilling out. This is the music I'm going to have on. So we're going to be right back. We have Mark Houston coming up. He's going to talk to us about how to be healthy during these next 5 days, which we can do.
We can.
Weather's going to be great. We're going to. Mark will tell us. Mark from Bellin, and then of course we got the Melcors coming in to talk to us about Bay Area Realty. Elizabeth from Heritage Hill, and of course our favorite Terry Barr. We'll be right back. Gizmo and the Mayor.
Detroit, Chicago, Chattanooga, Baton Rouge.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.